So let's chazer over a little bit the sidus of oil, because we didn't, I don't feel like we were masadr it so klar last week. And some people weren't here. I want to just be masadr over the sidus of the malacha of oil. Oil is a tolda of boina, ohel, making a tent on Shabbos. So it's not a malacha in its own right, it's a tolda of boina. Okay? Because, now what's the difference? The difference is that boina is when you're making it with permanent materials. Oil is, by definition, not as as permanent. If you're planning on making it for like more than a week, it's chayiv. If it's a typical oil, which is only to be made for a few days, then, or for, you know, in oil arai, then it's... Then it's... Well, you know each other?
Yeah, just met. Never read Seven Habits of Holly.
Huh?
Never read the Seven Habits of Holly.
Oh, okay. So now, so oil is an Isser in Isser Drabana. So now, just to get clear, like this. If a person is. If a person is making an oil with the kavana lahagein, he's doing the kavana to protect what's underneath it. So that's aser midrabanan. If oil arai, if you're making an oil to protect what's underneath it, that's aser. Even if, according to the Bir Halacha, you should be machmir on this, the shitas harashba, even if there's no mechitzos. Okay, even if there's no walls around it, but if you're covering an area in order to protect what's underneath it, that's a problem. Okay? So
practical application would be like a stroller.
Right, so that's what we said last week. So if you want to cover the let's say you want to put up a chuppah or something. So you put up four poles, and then you lay the thing on top of it, and you know you're trying to protect the place underneath it. That would be a problem. Or let's say you want to raise an umbrella over a table outside. You know, let's say you have a picnic table outside or whatever it is. Wow. That's an oil, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Also, the rabbanon an oil arai, so even if you're only planning on doing it.
Wait a second. Sometimes you like a sukkah. You have a sukkah with the. When you roll it,
yeah. So as you said last week, anything which is made to open and close like that, rolled, oh, yeah, that's so mutter. That's mutter.
So also collapsible cover for the stroller.
Yeah. So if it's on hinges, that's okay, because then you're not making anything new. You're just stretching out what's there already. So that's okay. Okay. So something which is just
have to be a tefach already.
That's a different heter. There's one heter of just opening what's there already. So let's say, like the Chazal say about there was folding chairs in the times of Chazal, by the way. And the Gemara talks about a folding chair. You know, not like our folding chairs, but you know, like the ones that they have, like the more like the beach type, that there's a cloth
right
in between and it collapses. So that's what they had back then. They said they had a piece of leather with poles, and you could basically collapse it. So you're allowed to put that up on Shabbos. It's not called an oil. Because
it's all the same time.
Right. Yeah. Because Ovid Vakai, you didn't do anything. You just opened it up. Okay. Now we'll get to your heter afterwards if there's a tefach open. Fine. But that's the klal of oil. It's made to protect the area underneath it. Now there's another. So like we said, if sometimes kids will make a tent in a room. So we said last week you should stop them if they're b'nei chinuch. If they're a gil chinuch.
If it's to protect what's underneath, if you're making a tent inside the house, it's to play in, not
yeah, but they're protecting the area that they're playing in. They're giving themselves privacy. They want to give themselves privacy. Protect it from the real world. They're going to their dream world. So they're trying to create their own little thing. So now, not only is it also to do it, if the child's in Gila Chinuch, is it also to do it, but also if the kid did it, the nafka mina is you can't undo it, because you're not allowed to take apart an oil.
So can they play in it once it's done?
Yeah, but you can't. It's hard to, like, you know, get it undone now.
What's the description of Noya? Like, if you had a baby stroller and found 4 points on the stroller and you wanted to just put a sheet on top of it and tie the sheet.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem. Yeah. So what defines oil?
Oil is a protection. You're creating a protected place. That's how, if you have to define it, this took a long time to get to that definition.
Not on the bottom.
Creating a place which is protected is a problem.
So there has to be space.
Yeah, one tefach. Airspace.
Okay, so it's putting a sheet on
No. It has to be that you're protecting at least a tefach of airspace. So that area is protected, okay? Now, we said another thing, which is, that's even if it's, according to the Rashba, is even if there's no mechitzos, right, and it's on poles. However, there is a heter. If you're holding it in your hand, that's okay. So let's say you're standing over there, and I'm standing over here, and we're holding up the sheet over, you know, like an oifra or by Simchas Torah. That's okay, because oil bidei adam, if an oil that's being held by someone, that's not an oil, and that's mutter. Now, there's another case which is also, if you don't need the place underneath it, and that's if you have 4 mechitzas. So if you have 4 sides, then even if you don't need the place underneath it, okay, even if you're not making the place underneath it specifically, but if you all of a sudden have a structure that has 4 sides and a cover, then you wouldn't be allowed to put that together on Shabbos. So the way to for example, that could happen if a common thing. Okay, but that's only if you made the walls on Shabbos. So to make the walls and a cover is usur, even if you're not planning on using the space underneath it. So you know where this could come up. We actually had this a few times.
Does it matter what you make?
Chair.
Yeah.
You make a chair.
Well,
no, it's good.
It doesn't have 4 walls. It only has the legs.
A chair to sit on, no?
Yeah, but no, you could have, let's say, a pedestal. A hollow pedestal, and you put the tabletop on top. So the Mishabur brings down from the Chai Adam, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Right? On the barrel. Okay? Or, for example, we had this before. We had this.
Put a tablecloth on the table?
Well, not really. Where, if the tablecloth goes all the way down?
You have it go all the way down, then you made a...
Yeah, so they tell one that's okay. You're right, but no. But the case could be, let's say you have there's these things like pack and play. Okay, so it's like a portable crib, and they have and you put the baby to sleep in the bottom. But then you have the insert, which is for like a little bassinet for like a baby, is that you could clip onto the sides, and it's like a little hanging bassinet inside the pack and play. So if you put up the pack and play, and then you insert this bassinet thing. Okay, that would be a problem because underneath there you have an oil now. You made the walls on the top, right? But since you have all 4 walls, then you created an oil. So the only way that it's mutter is Chazal says that if you hold the top and you put the bottom in underneath the top, then you're doing it out of order. If you're doing it out of order, it's mutter. Okay, but that's an example. Okay, if you put the bassinet case like that. Now, what happens if you put all 4? What happens if? What about first of all a pot cover? We discussed last week, but I got a little more clear. Okay, let's say you have a pot. Now, if you want to cover the pot, that's okay because you didn't make the walls on Shabbos. The walls were there already. But what happens if you take the walls and you take the pot, you move it somewhere else? And then now you're covering the pot.
Covers what you usually do to it.
Oh, very good. So the Taz says, like Alan, that a pot cover is not an oil. Because a pot cover is made to cover the pot. But what happens if you're covering it with something other than the pot cover? So for example, let's say you have soup. Okay, you take the soup off the blech and you move it to the counter. So now you made 4 walls. And then you have soup. And you want to cover it with a towel. Or with it temporarily, you want to cover it with some tin foil. So that would be a problem if there's a tefach between the top of the soup and the top of the pot. So if it's full to the top, it's not a problem. But if there's a tefach of airspace, theoretically that should be a problem, because it's not the kisui of the kedera. You're just covering it temporarily with something else. So that could be a problem if you're moving the pot over.
Even if it's not secured, it's just laying on top. In other words, the oil doesn't have to be secured.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
When that not secured, you make it temporary.
Yeah, but temporary is also darabana.
That would be a problem.
That would be a problem. Now the now I want to see what he brings down on that. And the same thing applies if, let's say, a drawer came out of a bed or came out of a dresser or a desk. Okay, and the drawer is empty. So there's a tefach of airspace from the bottom of the drawer to the top of the drawer. If you put it back in, then you're making an oil. Because you're making that the top of the dresser is covering now the drawer.
Can you open and close it?
If it's opening and closed, then it's fine.
That's what we call using.
Oh, so why is it not boina? So it's not boina if it doesn't click in. If it's no click and it can just come straight out, it's not boina.
Maybe now that you took it out, you made an oil.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
oh, I thought you meant when you put it back in.
When you put it back in, you make an oil.
What about when you took it out? You took the drawer out completely. Now you've created a void where there wasn't one before.
Well, so it was still covering. It was covering the bottom here, and now it's covering a bigger space. But you didn't create the oil in that case. You just extended whatever was there. But here you're creating a new oil from the bottom of the...
No, you're saying the other drawer, when you pull that one out, now it's...
Yeah, but it was always covered, the other one. It just made it taller.
You
made it taller.
So it's fair as I'm going to say.
Right.
Now you're just extending. It was there, but you're just extending the.
There was nothing there.
No, it was there.
Where?
It was there. It was you created a whole.
Right. No, but the drawer is hollow.
Exactly. The fact. Yeah. You still had. It was covered just by this, and now it's covered by that. Now, the Shlomo Zalman talks about, I'm just trying to find it here, the Shlomo Zalman talks about, what about a cake plate, a cake cover, a round cover to a cake plate? So Shlomo Zalman wants to find if the cake is a short cake, and there's a tefach of space between the top of the cake and the top of the cover of the dome, it should be also to put it on because you're creating an oil jazz. Or on Friday night it's fine, but after you serve half the cake, so the on top of the cake is less than a tefach, but the empty part of the plate, now there's a tefach from the empty part of the plate to the top of the dome, so it's a problem. What? Oh, so the problem with that Shlomo Zalman is I don't understand, because the Chayodim says that he talks about this barrel case. If you take a barrel and you want to put a tabletop on top of the barrel, that's how they made their tables. So he says if the barrel is empty, don't take the open barrel and put the tabletop on top. Don't do that. Because, what you should do is turn it over. So according to Shlomo Zalman, what are you gaining by turning it over? Right?
You've created
an oil. So it sounds like if you create the walls and the mechitzes at the same time, the top and the sides at the same time, it's not really making an oil. And also another problem with Shlomo Zalman's chumrah is like what Avi is saying is that since it has a handle, so it's clear that it's just a cover to the plate. So you're not making an oil, you're just covering the plate. Like we said, covering the pot is not oil.
Why, that matters if it's already for one thing?
Yeah, because just like we said, if you take a pot and you cover it, that's not oil. That's the Taz says. It's made to cover the pot. It's just covering. All you're doing is covering the pot. You're not making an oil. But so this is going to be the same thing. You're covering the plate. So therefore, I'm not clear on this from Shlomo Zalman why he asks this. Now,
well, maybe the one part of the one part where there's no cake. The side that's covering the cake, fine, it was meant to cover the cake, but the side that's not covering the cake.
So you're thinking that the side's not covering the cake, Lamaisa, all you're doing is putting a new cover on the plate.
Yeah. I think the
I think the because the top is you're making a wall at the same time.
That's yeah. So is that also?
Yeah. You're creating a wall. You're creating a hole.
You're creating walls and the oil. Right. But I'm trying to prove from the Chayyadim that if you're doing it at the same time, it's not a problem. Because the Chayyadim says you're allowed to turn a barrel upside down.
Yeah, but the barrel upside down.
You're not using the Avir at all. And here you're using the Avir, right? That's the only difference.
Using the thing underneath.
If you're not using it at all, so then you can't say that, that's the oil. Yeah. One second. Now, Lemaisa, that's what I wanted to say here, is that Shlomo Zalman says that why, he explains the Chayyadim. Why is the Chayyadim mutter? He says the pshat of the Chayyadim, why you're allowed to turn the barrel over, is because that's by definition not an oil. Because what's the point of an oil? Is that you have access to the space. You created, like I said, you created a protected space. Over here, you can't do that because the only way to ever use it is by lifting up the whole thing. See, if you put the barrel up the right way and then you cover it, you can access the space by taking off the cover.
Right.
So I've made a space that's protected and I can access that. I can move it over a little bit. But here, the only way to do it is lift the whole thing. So what would you say? According to that explanation in the Chayyadim, what would you say about the cake plate? I don't know. I don't see the difference, really.
The cake plate is protecting what's underneath it.
It's right now, it's protecting what's underneath it. I'm using it. See, the case of the Chayyadim, the only way to use it is by undoing the oil. Over here, I'm using it now. Because it's protecting my cakes. In a Hanami, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's poshut. If you take the barrel upside down and you're trying to protect something underneath it, right? About it, that would be awesome.
The roach.
That's not underneath. Yeah. If you have a roach running around, besides that, it's Seda maybe. Well, let's say you have a dead one, right, or whatever, or like that story with the Arab boy, whatever. The kid found the gold coin in the street on the way to the Kaisal, whatever. Famous story. But what? Yeah, and you covered it. But let's say you take a box and cover it. That's a problem of oil, on myself. So maybe that's what Shlomo Zalman's tiny. Okay, then maybe that's a taka good svar. Then makes sense. What? You hear the part? That the case of the Chayyadim says you're allowed to take a barrel upside down and put it down in this place and put the. So why? Because the Chayyadim is saying that you're not creating an oil, because the only way for me to access the space that I'm creating is by removing the oil. I have to remove the barrel. I have to move the whole barrel out of the way to get to that space. So you can't say I created oil. Right?
The whole thing with the oil is accessing the space.
Well, it's creating a protected area that's useful. If it's not useful to me, so not necessarily is it also. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, but we said by the packing plate, it's not useful. You're still making oil.
Right, but he says that over there, it's nice. It could be useful because you could access it. You don't have to undo the whole oil to access it. That's what I'm saying. But the cake plate right now is being usable to you because right now you're using the area.
Right.
So I don't care if the only way to undo it is opening the whole barrel.
So that makes sense as to why it's.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Now, one other important heter in oil. Okay, one other important thing to keep in mind in oil is that you're allowed to be moisif on an oil. So if the oil is there already, you're allowed to be moisif. So we said last week, right, that if the oil is open a tefach, okay, so then you're allowed to spread it out even more. So for example, let's say you have a stroller. And there's two types of strollers. It's like an umbrella stroller, which is just a stroller with no cover. And then you're walking in the rain, and you want to cover the stroller with a blanket. That's awesome. Okay? But let's say you have a stroller that has a little canopy, and the canopy's open. So if the canopy's open, a tefach, then you can spread a blanket to cover the rest of the stroller. Because all you're doing is adding on to oil that's there already.
So you have to do it together.
Oh, adding on an oil is fine. Now, what happened, and now we also said a different halacha. We also said that if it's on hinges, you could open it. So that means, theoretically, you could open the canopy also, right? Now, what about, the question is, can you do both? You want to put on a sheet, but it's not open. Can you open the canopy? Oh, now it's a tefach. Now that it's a tefach, I can go ahead and open the whole thing. Are you allowed to do that? Right?
The canopy is already built in, like you said.
Yeah, so the pshat is, the reason why you're allowed to open the canopy is because since it's on hinges, we look at it with our halachic glasses as if it's open already. Because there's no chiddush to what you're doing because it's on hinges. So you're just opening it. So it's, yeah, you're not creating it, it's like it's open. So if it's like it's open, so it has a halacha like it was open already before Shabbos. And Mimela, you can go ahead and add to it. There's a very interesting kasha in the Marasha in Erevin and the Karen Oyer. They ask a very interesting kasha like this. The halacha is, we're saying you're allowed to add to anything which is an oil. Now, are you familiar with the halacha of lavud? Lavud. Lavud is when anything which is within three tefachim of each other is like connected. So let's say on my schach in my roof, in my schach, I have one piece of schach, and then three tefachim away, which is like 9 inches, I have another piece of schach. So I have a piece of bamboo here and a piece here. So it's considered that the whole area is covered. So the halacha is, I'm allowed to go ahead and now cover it with a sheet. Because since halachically it's covered already, so I'm allowed to go ahead and cover it with a sheet. Now, what about mitchila? Let's say I have a roof, that's empty roof. Am I allowed to go ahead and put one piece of bamboo here and one piece of bamboo 9 inches away? And neither one is a tefach. So the halacha is you're allowed to because I didn't make an oil, right? Because that's nothing. I put one. That's not making an oil. I put one piece of bamboo here, one piece of bamboo there. That's not an oil. So here's the question. So anyone chops the question? Huh?
Is that connected? Why do it 3 inches away from where it finishes?
No, because it's fine. I'll do it from where it starts all the way.
What? Where it finishes, you want to start 9 inches away.
Okay, so maybe you did connect it. I'm saying you put the new sheet over the two bamboos.
Well, how could you put the sheet on the bamboo?
Why?
Because it's not connected.
But halachically it is.
But you say if it's halachically connected and you put it on, you're not doing anything.
Right. But are you allowed
but
to put on the...
you put it far apart.
No. It's on... It's. Oh, you're also... That's a good question. I think that's a machlokes you're showing him. Are you allowed to go ahead and put it next to those two? I think you're allowed to do that also. Because since it's connected, you're allowed to be moistif onto that. Okay? Now, but here's the question. But are you allowed to go ahead and mitchila? You have an empty roof. You have a leak in the middle of your roof. Are you allowed to go put one schach here, one piece of bamboo this way, and one piece of bamboo 9 inches away, 3 tefachim away? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Is that called making an oil? Or because halachically, you just covered nine, and you just covered 3 tefachim of covered area. Or is it halachically? Very nice. It's like, you know...
Oil,
what? Tachlis is not oil, right.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Because the lice, it's not going to protect you.
It's not going to protect you, but you say that it's covering it. So if it's connected for that, it's connected for everything.
It's like that. It's like that joke. I mean, I'm not talking about anyone specifically. Like, there was a joke that there was a certain group of people that they used to give an aliyah every Shabbos to someone that wasn't alive. So, Yamoid, whatever, Shlishi. And we got Shlishi, and everyone would answer, and then they would give the whole aliyah. So someone comes in, and they say, isn't it impressive that he gets this aliyah every Shabbos? Yeah, it's impressive, but it would be more impressive if you got Hagba. Right? So the word is, halachically, it's very nice that you made a halachic... area which is closed, but it's not protecting you. You're going to sit there under the rain. Halachically, I'm covered. You're soaking wet, the ma'isa, right?
There's more chamar than
so. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the kashas of the sukkah. I'm just saying, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even though halachically you've connected these two strings. So you made it that there's one string here, one string here, and halachically everything in between is connected. You're allowed to put that up. So frek the Karen Oyra, I think the Marsha and Ervin, Akasha. Now, what's the Eitzah? Let's say a guy has an open roof on Shabbos and he wants to cover his roof. So, right, let's say your whole roof falls off. It's a hurricane. The whole roof falls off, and you want to put up a tarp. So you're not allowed to. It's an oil, right? So what's the Eitzah? If you're a Lamdin, you can come up with a Gushmaka Eitzah. You know what I'll do? I'll put up one string first here, and one string up over here, and every 3 inches I'll put up a string. I didn't do anything wrong. Halachically, I covered my whole roof. But it's not also atzoya because it's still raining in here. So did I do anything wrong yet?
No.
So no,
you
fine.
You put your tarp up. You're putting a tarp on top of something that's already covered.
Oh, so gavaldik, great eitzah. First I'll put up strings across. No, but that's since halachically it's lavud, all I'm doing is I'm covering up space which is covered. So frekta marasha, any guy can make an oil on Shabbos. First you start off, you make your strings. Oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I just put up strings. Then you come off the ladder. Oh, I have a roof already. Then you go put your tarp on.
And so we hold up.
The roof's a
oh, so that's our Shas Kasha. What?
The roof's a string.
Fine. Okay.
It's a problem right there.
No, so that's the Gemara says. The Gemara says that since all you created is a lavud, a gab, a roof of lavud, so the Gemara says that it's not also to do that. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos.
Why?
Because it's not physically protecting you.
So a screen,
I don't know. A screen might protect you from bugs or whatever. This doesn't protect you from anything. So Lamaisa, that's the Marsha's Kasha. So there's two answers to this Kasha. You like the Kasha?
Yeah, I like it.
It's a Gishmaka Kasha, no?
It sure is.
So the Marsha said, the Karen Ayra says, like Teretz, a very important Teretz. He says...
The philosophy you're violating.
Yeah, because he said... Well, you're such a lamdan. You put up your strings. Then you come off the ladder. Oh, I didn't do anything, but I have a roof. Now I can cover the roof. So it's not the pshat. You did two things. You put up the string and then you put the roof. Like I said, 10 minutes ago you had no roof. Now 10 minutes later you have a roof. Bottom line is, everything's mitzdarf together. That it took you 10 minutes to build your roof. What do I care that you did it in two steps? Bottom line is, it started from nothing and you ended up with a roof. So therefore, it's awesome. Azay zok to Karen Oyer and Erevin, Teretz, Yishma. The Chazonish has a different Teretz, and the reason I'm coming to this whole thing is because the Chazonish's Teretz is very important.
Because if I put a tarp on a screen, it protects me in a type of a way.
Yeah, but the tarp, you're right, but the tarp, Lachar, he's right. Putting a tarp on a screen is going to be motor.
Why?
Because it's already a roof. You already had a roof there.
What?
You already had a roof there. Now, the Chazon Ish has a different teretz. Chazon Ish says that the din, this halacha that you're allowed to add on to a roof on Shabbos, is only a roof that was there before Shabbos. If the tefach was there before Shabbos, then you could add on to it. But if there's no tefach there before Shabbos, even if somehow or other you got a tefach there beheter, but you're not allowed to add on to it. So now yesh lacha, according to the Chazon Ish, this shaila, are you allowed to open your agala, your stroller? Are you allowed to open the tefach? Oh, now I have a tefach open, because I'm allowed to open that tefach, right? From the because it's on hinges, so I'm allowed to open. Oh, now I can add on a blanket to it because I now I have a tefach.
Yes.
Or do you say no?
Yes.
According to Chazon Ish, it wasn't open before Shabbos. You can't do that.
Yeah, but it's made for that.
Oh, Teretz is. Or do you say no? Even according to the Chazon Ish, it's mutter because the pshat is halachically we look at it like it's open the whole time. That's the whole point of hinges. Is that halachically there's no difference between it being open and closed. It's very different than the strings. The strings were not there before Shabbos. You put them up now. The case of the hinges, you're right. You actually opened it. But before Shabbos, it was already on hinges.
With an awning.
Right. So I would say that according to the Chazon, even the Chazon Ish would agree here, that you're allowed to open...
Yeah, but does the Chazon Ish care whether it was...
Yeah, but that's called being there before Shabbos. Because since it's on hinges, it's called... In Lomdus, we look at it like it's open. That's the point. Okay, but where would it be also according to the Chazon Ish is that let's say someone made a mistake, okay, and they started putting the sheet.
Or if a guy put it in.
Right. Let's say you have a cleaning lady, and the cleaning lady, she covered the stroller. You know, you're walking out, your nanny, and she covers the stroller. Hey, don't do that. You're not allowed to. Fine. Then you come out. Okay, but she did it a tefach already, so I can do the rest. So according to Chazon Ish, you wouldn't be allowed to. Right, because the Chazon Ish holds it wasn't up before Shabbos. Right?
Can't take it apart either.
Right, and you can't take it apart either. That's for sure now. Okay?
So you just can't speak when she's coming.
What?
You don't say anything until she finishes.
Right.
She covered the baby. You can't take the baby out the whole time.
Yeah, but you don't have an eight, so. Okay, now. Now, there's one other halacha in, there's another halacha in Oihel of, okay, so that's what I would just keep in mind, is that any time you're trying to protect the area underneath, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You can't turn over a box, turn over anything like that to protect it. If you're trying anything like that, because it's covered on all sides. If there's no walls, it's just the top. So that's only us. If your mom is coming specifically to be Megan to protect the area, okay? Fine. Now,
if you cover with dish so that it doesn't spoil, stay squished. Is that called
like what?
How do you cover it? You using a lid that's made for it?
That if you're using a pot cover, for sure it's mutter. If you're using like tin foil, you're usually not going to have a tefach of airspace. There needs to be 3 inches of airspace between the bottom of what you're doing and the top. So where usually you're not doing that. Also, it has to be that you're going from the bottom up, that you're covering the walls first. If you're putting down a tin foil, so then you didn't really make the walls. You made the top, then the walls.
What if you cover, say, tuna fish with another plate sitting on a paper plate, and you cover that up with another paper plate?
It's okay. It's not three. It's not. Yeah. It's no tefach.
If you had a pitcher and it was full, and now everybody drinking, there's only a little bit left at the bottom, and you cover it with foil.
Foil.
That's a problem. But is it a problem because you said it has to be from the bottom up?
Yeah, but they say that if you move the pitcher over, so now you've created a new space there. So it's like you put down the walls around the pitcher, and then you're covering it with thin foil. If you just put the cover on, it will be mutter.
So you can't cover it with plastic or tin foil.
Yeah. I'm not saying everyone in the world holds this thing, but I think that that's pretty. And from the sugyas that should come at, that's also. Now there's one other iser in mechitzas. Remember, I defined oil to Eitan. I was saying oil is you're making a protected area or you're creating a halachic new area. So, according to, there's another case of oil, in Isser of oil, which is making a not an oil on the top, but making an oil on the side. Let's say you have a roof already, or even without a roof, but instead of making the oil, you made a mechitza. You make a wall. So here, the halacha is like this. Anytime that you make a wall, if you're actually building a wall with bricks, that's boiner, that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about you put a sheet up. Okay? So here it depends. If you're putting the sheet up just for tznius, or just like, you know, for some privacy or whatever it is, just for some like side reason, that's okay. But if you're doing it to create a halachic reality of a place, okay, you need that wall there to make it mutter, a heter. It's called mechitza materis. You need a wall there to make it mutter. Or aser, that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So for example, let's say you only have two walls on your sukkah, and you want to take a sheet and make a third wall. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because you're creating a new area by putting up that sheet.
Make it kosher?
Yeah. Or let's say the Erev, or whatever, something like that.
Then your sukkah came before the wall.
What?
Then your sukkah came before the wall.
Okay. Yeah. I know. We asked this question. That's a good question. The other example that's given is that. is that a husband and wife in a room with Sfarim, and they're not allowed to be together if there's Sfarim in the room. So what you have to do is, if there's Sfarim in the room, you have to cover the Sfarim. So if you cover the Sfarim, that's okay. Fine, you're covering the Sfarim, that the Sfarim shouldn't be exposed in the room. But or a light is the same thing, a candle, they say. But let's say you don't cover the Sfarim, there's another heter. You can make it that the Sfarim are in a different room. So if you put up a machitza in front of the Sfarim, it's also mutter. Even if the Sfarim are theoretically visible. Well, let's say there's a candle. So they say, that, right, let's say you could put the candle up, and or to go to the bathroom, let's say, right, and the Sfarim in your presence, for whatever reason. So you could put up a machitza. So that machitza would be called the machitza materis. Because you're making that the Sfarim are in a different room than you. Uh-huh. So you're making that, you just created two rooms, halachically. Because you created the room where you are, and you created the room where the Sfarim are. So this is very, again, like guest rooms or whatever. Sometimes people have this Sfarim in the room.
All the way around the object, or can it just be like this? One panel.
Where?
Can it be a chitza like this? Or if the object's here, does it have to be on all sides of it? Does it have to be like a cornered off area, like really a room, or can it just be a barrier?
A barrier is fine, I think. But if you put up a sheet, so if you cover all the Sfarim, then it's fine. Then it's mutter. But if you didn't cover the Sfarim, you're just putting up a sheet to like make it a mechitza between you and the Sfarim, that's taka aser. That's taka aser. So now...
And the issue here is what? Is
oil? Yeah, because it's also... The word of oil is that you're creating a new place. So here's also called creating a new place. Now the big hak, the big thing that they always want to know about is what about making a mechitza in a shul? Right, let's
shul's say. An exception.
Why?
Why? Because it affects a lot of people. And
so what? So
also like when you turn the air conditioner on, you could get it going and turn it on directly. You don't have to give them a hint. Because it affects a lot of people, no?
Okay, but what does that have to do with... So I'm just saying, but let's say, are you allowed to lechatchila go and put a mechitza up in a shul on Shabbos? Or should you do it before Shabbos? So let's say you moved it.
But you're moving it back to where it typically is.
Why? But who says you're allowed to do that?
Because that's where it always is. It's called using it.
It's not using it. That's you just made a halachic beis hakneses.
It's always there. You're just returning it. It's a pot on the pot cover. You're just putting it back where it belongs. That's where it belongs. You're putting it away.
Okay, but
putting it away is not making something.
Let's say you didn't put it away. Let's say it's an ufruf and you want to put it closer here.
Let's say there's no
one. So Lamaisa.
I think there's leeway for a minion. The same way when you have air conditioning, you're allowed to tell the boy to just turn it on. No?
What?
You know, for the tzibur, you're more lenient.
A guy, so your guy could put up your mechitza, but I wonder if you could
put it there. But he's turning on the air conditioner, turning the lights on.
So while he's turning on the air conditioning, he could put up the mechitza, but I wonder if you could put up the mechitza.
I don't know how.
So Lamaisa, I think it's mutter to put up mechitza. I spoke to some person about it. Because the word is like this, okay? This is a lum de shavar. You ready? The pshat is like this. In the case of the candles or the Sfarim, the only way it's mutter for you to do what you have to do in this room is if the Sfarim are in a different room. So you have to make a new room. Okay, by the Beis HaKnesses, the whole point of a mechitza, you don't have to throw the women into a different room. They could be in the same room as you. You just have to have divided, that there's a hefsek between the men and the women. So you don't have to make it into a new room. So it's not called, like on the sukkah. The sukkah, you have to enclose the sukkah, that this is the area. You have to enclose the area. By a mechitza, you don't have to make it that the men are in this room and the women are in that room. That's not the point. The point is that there has to be a hefsek within the room between the men and the women can't sit mixed. They have to be a separation, but they don't have to be in a different room. So therefore, the mechitza is not creating a new room. The mechitza is just making a distinction between them. So that's okay.
Is that really the purpose of the mechitza, or is it not to see them?
So this is a good shayla. Rav Moshe holds that you're allowed to see them because Rav Moshe's mechitza is like less than shoulder high. Rav Moshe's shear of mechitza is like 60 inches.
I thought Rav Moshe said the whole thing is that also would not just by davening, also by socializing, things like that, that people shouldn't be mention and see the women. They shouldn't associate.
Of course, they shouldn't see the women. That's for sure true.
Moshe used to have a mixed wedding for his kids. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, you asked.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
That was mixed dancing.
What?
Not mixed dancing.
Right, not mixed dancing.
No, Hasidim was
a mitzvah. Right.
Sorry?
But Rav Moshe, I think, if I understand Rav Moshe's psak correctly, Rav Moshe holds that a mechitza can be 60 inches tall. And 60 inches tall, if the woman is 5 feet, then it covers her. But if the woman is more than that, so it's like up to her shoulders. So you're still going to see her. So, right, this mechitza is much more than 60 inches tall, right? This is 6 feet, right? Yeah, okay, so that's 6 feet. So, Moshe held that the point is this, it just has to be a hefsek between the men and the women, it's not a part that you not to see them. But we don't go with that, Moshe. If you walk into a shul through Moshe's mechitza, most people aren't so comfortable over there.
Depends which part of the world
you're
from.
What?
Like, you grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and that's what you're used to, then it's normal. I grew up like myself in Lakewood. I mean, it would be unheard of, God forbid, if you could see what color dress you was wearing.
Right. So, right. Anyway, fine. So that's another application of oil.